As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, and show me the law, and show me your evidence. That's what it's all about, isn't it, really? We've got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Wednesday, August the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. We've got good news, hard facts, and me. I talk about solutions today with our returning guest, independent researcher Daryl Everhart, to continue our study of the discussion of the bloody history of papal Rome and missing history pieces that might want to go into our puzzle so we can understand where we're at a little bit better. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome, and those numbers are posted on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio in Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM in Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Again, our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. The currencies decline, precious metals stabilize on a stronger dollar. Returning guest, independent researcher Daryl Everhart, is going to continue our study and discussion of his fine research. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Wednesday, August the 26th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9:09 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $2.70 at $947.60. Below where it was trading yesterday. Silver is trading up 8 cents at $14.33. Platinum off $3 at $1,237 an ounce. Palladium off $3 at $284 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the morning gold spot market, 944.60 for a low, 951.30 for a high, a spread there of about $7. But at $947.60, gold is up year on year, $126.10 an ounce for a 15.35% return on your investment. In London, the boys set the gold fix this morning at 949.50. It'll probably trade in that range all day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 30 points at 95.39. The NASDAQ was up 6 at 2,024. The S&P was up 2 at 1,028. The crude oil losing 41 cents in morning trading, trades now at $71.64 a barrel. The USDX up 20 basis points, trading at 78.54. In the foreign exchange markets, the Canadian dollar is trading 92 cents U.S. The Mexican peso comes in at 8 cents U.S. The euro is trading at $1.43. The British pound losing 59 basis points, trading at $1.63. And the Swiss franc is trading at 94 cents, losing 21 basis points. We'll be back right after this break with our special guest, Daryl Everhart. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, you know, listeners, as we go through all of this various and sundry research and study on a day-to-day basis with either Vicki Davis or our special guest today, Daryl Everhart, or when I'm on Mondays and Fridays these days of us flying solo, I always encourage you to listen very carefully, take notes wherever and whenever you can, have a pencil and paper handy. We give out websites and books and things like that that you might want to check out for yourself. We listen to everybody in this information age. We read anything, and I mean that. Sit down and read through material for yourself so that you can see it with your own eyes in black and white on the pages before you. But then we need to understand that it's absolutely important that we don't believe the things that we hear or the things that we read until we can confirm it in our own research. And I know that for many of you, you're very busy, and so you rely upon certain people, but I caution you about putting too much reliance on man and man's research other than your own. So with that, and without further ado, good morning, Daryl, and thanks for coming back and joining us here on Become Vocal Local.
Good morning, William, and it's good to be back with you. And whenever we first started this out, and again, we're covering missing gaps in history because I find the behind the scenes what was going on, the sinister, a lot of times, shall we say, machinations that are going on behind the scenes in history, to be probably a lot more interesting than what generals were on each side during a battle. But we started out with a quote by Santayana, and I happen to have about 395 pages of, whenever I find a good quote, a lot of times I'll I'll enter it into this little electronic working aid I have on my computer. And so I've got George Santayana's quote here. It's very short. He was a U.S. philosopher. He died in 1952, born in Spain. Here's what he said. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And that, in my mind, that jogs me back to when I got run over by a large Pennsylvania buck in November of 2006 while riding my motorcycle. And I never saw him coming. I mean, he hit me like a linebacker that in a football game that the guy's running down the field and he doesn't see the guy and he just creamed me. And I'm thinking, well, that kind of fits with this quote, because if we don't learn a lot of the lessons of history, then we don't see a lot of the signs on the horizon, and we're going to get blindsided like that 220-pound or 230-pound Pennsylvania buck blindsided me. And if we really do need to learn lessons of history. And before we jump into picking up, we had finished up with the Babington plot. Since I'm right here in this little electronic computer aid of mine, the next quote is F. Tupper Saucy. And a lot of the people in the alternative media blame the Jews for everything. Here's his definition for the Rothschilds. I like this. And F. Tupper Saucy, by the way, was author, speaker, musician, patriot. He died a few years back, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Okay, but anyway, he had this great quote from his book, Rulers of Evil, which, by the way, was about the papal Rome and its great power. Here's what he said about the Rothschilds. Aware that the Rothschilds are an important Jewish family, I looked them up in the Encyclopedia Judaica and discovered that they bear the title Guardians of the Vatican Treasury. The appointment of Rothschild gave the Black Papacy, he's talking about the hierarchy of the Jesuit order, absolute financial privacy and secrecy. Who would ever search a family of Orthodox Jews for the key to the wealth of the Roman Catholic Church? Very interesting quote.
When we think about a guardian, I've gone back and since you brought that out, and I've looked in the dictionaries and in the law dictionaries and whatnot, and gone back to Sir William Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England, etc. That's a very interesting term. In some regards, it intimates that you have a minor child or an incompetent, or the Vatican in this case would be their ward. How does that fall with your research on that topic?
Well, I don't think that would be the case. The Vatican has a lot of their own banking, the first thing comes to mind is the Vatican Bank. By the way, we had an American a few years back running it named Archbishop. Well, he became Archbishop. At the time, he was Bishop Paul Marchenkis, a kind of mafioso type out of Chicago. And, of course, they have a lot of other banking interests through Knights of Malta. So the Rothschilds are part of that network. But I would caution everybody, because it seems that if you have a one great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparent who was Jewish, these people that want to blame everything on the Jews will say, well, he was a Jew. And we hear that. Well, Stalin was a Jew. No, Stalin wasn't a Jew. So if he did have any Jewish blood, and probably just about everybody in the world does, because despite all of the prohibitions against intermarriage, many Jews married Gentiles, and many Gentiles married Jews. It's just like the example I would give to folks is I've got a great-great-grandparent who was Cherokee, full-blooded Cherokee. But, I mean, 95% of my other side comes from German and French and English. So I can't say I was a Cherokee Indian, and I don't think anyone accused me of being a Cherokee Indian. Not that there's anything wrong with being a Cherokee Indian. The only point I'm trying to make here is that a lot of people that accused are being of Jews, especially if they were sinister, evil people in the past, a lot of times they were not practicing Jews. They were actually Roman Catholics or Lutherans or something. And it just so happened, as I said, that they had one great-great-great-great-great-grandparent who was Jewish. And so, you know, we need to be real careful about that, because Adam Weishaupt's another one that gets this, well, he was a Jew. Well, whether he was or not, and by the way, some researchers believe that that's kind of an invention of the last 100 to 150 years. But whether he was or not, the guy was trained, raised, educated by the Jesuits, became a Jesuit, taught Roman Catholic canon law at Jesuit Ingolstadt University in Bavaria, set up the Illuminati, remained a good Catholic until the day of his death, and even in Catholic, I think it's in the Catholic Encyclopedia, but he died in the good graces of the Church. So we need to be real careful about this idea of, you know, if you've got one Jew in the woodpile, as they would say, you know, in your family tree, does that make you a Jew?
Well, the Rabbi Yaakov Spivak on air one time told me that, you know, basically that if your mother's a Jew, you are a Jew, and once a Jew, always a Jew. You know, so that's coming from a very Zionist leading rabbi for certain. But I think we need to, and surely we've been bringing this forward for the audience's understanding, that as we go through this process and understand that there once was a time, other than just the minor sects, the Waldensians, the Albigensians, which we've mentioned, and others that we will discuss in the future, at the time, throughout most all of, well, about 1,500 years, the Catholic Church was the Church. And through their process of really persecution of anyone that was a disbeliever, a non-believer, they could be branded a heretic, everybody that had any other kind of a feeling or inclination had to put that under the wraps. They had to conceal that. They couldn't carry that in person, in public, and they had to carry on their belief systems in private. And so one might be outwardly Catholic, but inwardly a Jew. One might be outwardly Catholic, but inwardly an atheist or whatever, you know. So there's a lot of politics that are involved in all of this, folks. You have to think of yourself with your feet on the ground. Let's say that you're inside of a dictatorship like the police state America with a K, and you disagree. You have to hold those views very carefully, guard yourself. And that's part of why we're bringing this information out, because we're coming into a very terrible time in America. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653, or visit our website at directed21.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we have returned once again visiting today with Daryl Eberhardt. You can visit his website and follow along on some of this interesting research on his website at www.toughissues.org. That's toughissues.org. And so, folks, when someone goes to field hunting and you're looking for a deer, let's say, you might pass up much other game meat. But your goal is finding the deer. And when an herbalist goes to the field and is looking for a particular, like valerian root or something, some particular root, they'll be standing in an absolute sea of living green things, but they're focused on one particular thing. They're looking for that valerian root. And the same is very, very much the case when a historical researcher goes about his craft, if you will. If you're focused in with tunnel vision on one particular thread, you'll always find that thread, but all other things will just be outside of your realm of understanding, and you just overlook a lot. And so we have to realize that when it comes down to the final shakeout of all of this, those that reach for the brass ring of power, if you will, power knows no sectarian or religious or ethnic credo. There's no background required. Anyone that gets it in their mind or has a heart that seeks out more and more power, it really matters little. They will create alliances wherever they can find them. They will suffer whatever influence necessary, any abuses physically or mentally, to gain that one prize, and that's power. And I think that if we can understand anything, take that away today, but also understand that it's the educators oft times that lead young people down these various paths. And certainly the Jesuit order has been involved in education at the highest levels, in the legal system, in the banking system, all around the world, as have the Jews, no doubt about it. But the Jesuits certainly have done that. And I think, Daryl, if we could pick up from there and just continue, we've given out about as many caveats as I know how to throw out. Let's get into some of that missing gaps in history.
Sure. And sometime during the next break, I'd like the listeners to grab a pencil or pen and some paper. I'll tell them how to get, hopefully, if I can track it down during the next break. I was looking during this break. There's a tremendous book that deals with a lot of these Jesuit machinations in England. At the time of Queen Elizabeth, King James I, et cetera, the Babington plot, the gunpowder plot, et cetera. And that's a tremendous little book. I think it's only about $9.95 from a little ministry down in North Carolina, but hopefully I'll be able to track that down for them. So let's get back into, we had covered the Babington plot, and we're at 1584. We're going to find out a lot of these individuals that get assassinated, there's motive for the assassination, and as a good detective, that's the thing we ought to always be looking for, of course, the means and the opportunity to do the murder. But 1584, we find William Prince of Orange, and that was in the Netherlands Republic there that was founded. He was assassinated in 1584, murdered by a Jesuit-controlled papal assassin named Balthazar Gerard, who shot him with 3 poison-tipped bullets. And he was born in 1533, was Prince of Orange 1544 to 84, Count of Nassau 1559 to 84. He was also known as William the Silent, and he became the first leader of the Netherlands or Dutch Republic in 1579. And I have a good quote here by Eric John Phelps, page 108, first edition of his book, Vatican Assassins. He tells us this about William Prince of Orange. This Protestant, Bible-believing man of God is the father of religious and political liberty. He broke the Pope's temporal power over Holland, protected the Anabaptists and Mennonites who refused to take up the sword of just defense against the Spanish armies of Philip II. I would add that they were sent to slaughter the Protestants, as we covered, I think, last week, 250,000. They killed 250,000 Protestants in the Netherlands area. But anyway, he gave refuge to persecuted Jews of Europe. So this guy was kind of a pretty nice guy, you know, protecting people that either couldn't or wouldn't stand up and fight, such as the Anabaptists and Mennonites were sort of like pacifists. They didn't believe in self-defense. And he was murdered again by this assassin having been sent by the Jesuits, Balthazar Gerard. And he, like in Europe, many of these freedom-loving leaders in Europe who had granted their citizens religious liberty fell victim to what I would call the greatest haters of religious liberty that the world has ever seen, especially in the last over 1,000+ years. And that's Papal Rome, and in the last 400 years, her Jesuit order. 1585, moving on 1 year, Pope Gregory XIII died in that year, and he was Pope from 1572 to 1585. He had actually called for the assassination of Queen Elizabeth I of England, so here we have the top religious leader in Europe calling for the murder of a monarch, Queen Elizabeth I, and here's the statement he made on December 12, 1580. And again, these are all little things that you find in books like Albert Close's book. I think it's called, like, Jesuit Plots Against Britain. But here's what we find here. Whosoever sends her, this is the Pope himself, Gregory XIII, whosoever sends her, he means Queen Elizabeth I, out of the world with the pious intention of doing God service, not only does not sin, but he gains merit.
Well, especially... let me jump in. Isn't there a Bible verse about that where they come thinking that if they kill people, they'll be doing God a favor?
Yes. I can't think of the exact verse, but yeah, it is. But here we have a pope saying that, you know, murdering somebody, not only don't you sin, you know, and of course many times they'll tell you when they send you off for a crusade, well, to kill an infidel is not a sin, you know, and besides that, we'll grant you an indulgence. Or a plenary indulgence, or you know, you'll be granted paradise if you die during the battle, which several of the popes told the many peasants that flocked to join the nobles that were headed down to the Holy Land. But anyway, let's jump back and start the quote again. So here again, this is Pope Gregory XIII. He basically put out a hit, a contract, a murder contract on Queen Elizabeth I. He says, whosoever sends her out of the world with the pious intention of doing God service, not only does not sin, but gains merit, especially having regard to the sentence pronounced against her by Pius V of holy memory. I love these quotes. And so, if those English nobles decide actually to undertake so glorious a work, he's talking about murdering the Queen of England, your lordship can assure them that they do not commit any sin.
Yeah.
So... I just love those kind of quotes.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked on this broadcast as well, Daryl, in the early months of the broadcast about anarchy and anarchism, trying to come to an understanding of that, picking it up with the Bible verse and bringing it forward that we're not to be ruled over by the Arcus, you know, that we have a higher law to look to, but we can bring it forward. And understand that so many of these various assassins, these anarchists, those that were against the arcs, if you will, they almost, if you look at the way that they've dispatched their victims, you know, the Jesuits have a couple of favorite tricks. One of them is the poison cup. If they can and where they can, they'll use that so they're not detected. They also like the idea of a poignard or stabbing a victim to death. Then they also like the leaden bullet and the garrote, the strangulation. So these are kind of like little signatures that when you're looking at an assassination, you might ask yourself, what does this resemble, and how many others have died this way, and then start your research backwards from there.
And again, looking also at motive, because a lot of the people that we're going to be covering, King Henry the, I'm trying to think here, third and fourth of France, I believe it was, Tsar Alexander I, Tsar Alexander II, you're going to find out that in almost every case when these guys get assassinated, they've done probably at least one of two things major. Number one is they've thrown the Jesuits out of their country, as Tsar Alexander I had done. Or number two, they've granted religious liberty to everyone in their country. And of course, in countries like France, which was predominantly Roman Catholic, they did not want religious liberty granted to the Protestant Huguenots. So a lot of times that is the motive for the killing.
Okay, we'll be back right after this break, folks, with our very special guest, Daryl Eberhard. Stay with us. We will return in 3 minutes.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, we are visiting today with Daryl Eberhardt. He has a website out there, folks, you might want to visit that. It's www.toughissues.org. One of the things that I really like about Daryl's research and the chronologies that he puts together, not only are they just chock-a-luck full of quotes from very easily verified sources throughout history, but he also puts them together, these various research papers that he's got posted on his website as chronology, so it helps you to follow the flow through. But maybe the audience could benefit again, especially if we have any new listeners this morning, Daryl, by just a thumbnail of your background, especially in military intelligence.
Sure, I'll give that in just a second. Since the last commercial break there, the final item on there was Dr. Mary's Monkey. I just want to reiterate again that I have that book. It's one of the most fascinating books that ties into the Kennedy assassination that I ever read about the murder of Dr. Mary Sherman. And but there's a lot about Lee Harvey Oswald in there, too. So a very, very interesting book, and I'd urge the listeners to get that book. I spent 26 years in the intelligence community, and it's not always mutually exclusive that intelligent people are in the intelligence community, so I'm not claiming any degree of intelligence there. But I spent 20 years, I've divided roughly about 11 and a half years in the Air Force and 8 and a half in the U.S. Army, all in military intelligence. And then I spent 6 years working as a Department of Defense civilian for the National Security Agency. I got trained in Russian language and Arabic language. And in the Air Force, I was also in what their airborne reconnaissance program, so flying RC-130, R stands for reconnaissance, RC-135 aircraft all around the Soviet Union on the RC-135s, and then flying in the Mediterranean on both of those aircraft, intercepting foreign communication. So
all of that really leads towards developing the discipline of mind necessary to follow a thread, if you will, folks, and follow it well. But you also brought up, and we closed on this in the previous segment, on this concept of motive. I'm sure that with your training, it has aided you in your research, and it certainly is reflected here that we're not just dealing with somebody that's just fallen off a truck yesterday. You really do lay out the material well and follow it in a very precise manner.
Yeah, I was very lucky to have that intelligence training because I was a linguist primarily, but in the Air Force, unlike the Army had separate analysts, separate reporters, and separate linguists. In the Air Force, in the flying, when I spent the majority of the time in the Air Force under airborne reconnaissance, I was a linguist, but also I did the analytical and reporting work. And that, so all three of those put together, like when you're intercepting a network of communications, well, you look for different things. You look call signs, different call words that are used to help identify, you know, when you first get a new frequency, well, who are these guys? What are some of the little nuances that they use that the other guys in the same branch of service, in the same area, but a lot of times there's just two or three little different identifying things that separate one radio network from another radio network. So, yeah, there was a lot of us, that training that really helped to look at any problem. You can just take it like a template or an overlay and apply it to other areas such as history. And again, we should be like a good detective at a murder scene. Who had the motive to do it? Okay, who had the means and the opportunity to do it? And when you look at Papal Rome throughout history, again, they want to keep a monopoly on their geopolitical religious power, and anyone that stands up in their way, whether it's within the Roman Catholic Church itself, whether it's a head of state who is even a Roman Catholic, or she is a Roman Catholic, or whether it be somebody who's in an Albigensian or a Waldensian leader that's speaking out against Papal Rome, they immediately want to try to silence them because they don't do great in debates. There's been a few great Catholic debaters, but for the most part, when they have trouble defending the idea, I believe, that they have a right to say what you can think and what you can say. And basically that's what happened throughout history is anybody that rose up, whether within the church or outside the church, to challenge the Pope's temporal power, they would try to kill them. And quite frequently they were successful in killing
them. So it's always this idea of the concentration of power and monopolies and things like that, and it's been coming on us for centuries, folks. And so when we look at today's business climate, when we look at all of the economic woes that this country is faced with, when we look at the Federal Reserve banking system, when we look at Congress, when we look at the business, you look at the Bilderbergs, the Council for Foreign Relations, all of these are concentrations of power. They're gaining monopoly on that brass ring. And there are certain signatures, and if you're a good researcher, the marks are almost unmistakable. But let's go ahead and continue.
Right, or as my grandmother, when my maternal grandmother said, follow the money trail.
You got it.
So anyway, I did find that book, and I want to give it to the listeners, because it's such a good little paperback. I'm looking here in the back. It's 194 pages, written by a British guy named Albert Close, and it's called Jesuit Plots, and that's all you need, folks. You don't need the subtitle, but it's called Jesuit Plots, if you just remember that. Jesuit Plots from Elizabethan to Modern Times, and it's a tremendous little book that gets into, like I said, the Babington Plot, the Spanish Armada that we're just going to get ready to cover here, And I'll tell them how to get the book in a second, but let me just give them a couple short quotes out of the book, because you're going to see how history is being stolen. It was stolen in this country through the threat of Roman Catholic boycott. And Albert Close, in this, again, author of the book Jesuit Plots from Elizabethan to Modern Times, he tells us here what's been going on in England. Here's the first quote. For 300 years past, the Church of Rome has driven by an unceasing torrent of false histories, pamphlets, and lectures to conceal from the nation, he means Great Britain, and the world, the true face of her terrible history before and during the Reformation. And I just have two other short quotes. The next quote, he says, surely some Jesuit hand must have been at work at influencing Lord Romilly. And by the way, that I was trying to think of this last week, that what they call the people, their archives of their state records are called, the guy in charge of it's the Master of Rolls.
Yes.
But anyway, he influencing Lord Romilly when he appointed a Roman Catholic, 1859, and the guy's name was William Barclay Turnbull, to edit the state papers of the reigns of King Edward VI and Queen Catholic, it was Roman Catholic Queen Mary, above all others, and later to appoint the Reverend Joseph Stevenson as successor. So in other words, what he's telling us is that they're putting Roman Catholics in charge of all these archives, and stuff is disappearing. They are actually losing some of the great historical records, and fortunately some guys like Albert Close got in there and, you know, copied key items out. And that's the only reason that we're finding out some of these things that went on about the assassin, because they're starting to deny that you know, the Babington plot and especially the gunpowder plot is a major denial there, that although they just set up a few Catholics and there was really no effort there. It was all like a sting operation or something. You know, I forget the guy that came out with that.
Well, but, you know, we have the demolition of the of building number 7, the World Trade Center towers as well, the Alfred P. Murrow building. You can just continue this thread back through history for centuries, folks. Basically, those that are in power, those that are in control, and largely Jesuit control, but those that are in power and control then have the keys, if you will, to the various libraries and the archives, and they can easily go in. You know, we always hear about these laptops that are disappearing in various and sundries. They can easily go in and X out all of the material that they don't want to have in general circulation. And they do. They rob us of this history. I mean, if there could ever come a time where we could know what has happened and what has transpired in all of the countries over the last 2,000 years, what an education that would be. I mean, I would even consider paying for that kind of schooling.
I seem to remember reading somewhere that, it was a couple decades ago, the Library of Congress here in the United States, they had books from like the 1700s, early 1800s. They started getting rid of a lot of those books after they put it on microfiche. Well, once someone puts something on microfiche, I mean, they can start going in there and changing anything they want.
Absolutely, when you digitize information, and I've made this comment before too for the audience, Daryl. When I encourage people, young people especially, people who are just starting out on their research or older folk, to go out and get to these estate sales, go to your garage sales, visit the flea markets in your area, go to the used bookstores, and avail yourself of these books, because as more and more people go online, they're just getting rid of their libraries whole cloth. Baby boomers, their parents pass on, and the children have no interest whatsoever in the library, the books that their parents put together. And when that information is gone, folks, we'll be completely dependent upon digitized records, and they can be easily corrupted. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey Elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Now, in my library, I probably have at least a dozen, if not more, different renditions, if you will, of this gunpowder plot. You know, you can get it from so many different sources. But when I lay them out, and I have, to try and get a wrap my mind around what all went on there so long ago, back in November of 1605, Daryl, I really can't piece this all together very well because of all of those you brought out and brought to our attention. There are so many conflicting versions. Now, there was I think this is correct, and listeners, if I'm in error, please correct me, but there is something popular, it was a movie or something, I think it was called V, where people go around in masks and whatnot. Now, if that has to do with the gunpowder plot, so be it. If it hasn't, well, then I'm just in error. But from your own research and understanding, can you open up this gunpowder plot just a little bit more for the audience?
Well, Basically, I think we had about 11 plots in that we mentioned the last time we did the broadcast that were all Jesuits behind them. And I mean, a number of times the Jesuits were arrested. Some of them fled and got out of the country. Others just went undercover within the country. But several Jesuits were hung, including the Jesuit, one of the Jesuit provincials that was involved in Garrett.
I think it's right. Mm-hmm.
Is his name. But it's very traceable, all the people that were involved in the gunpowder plot. I mean, you had a number of local Catholics that were involved, Jesuits working behind the scenes. And what they did was, the only thing that saved them was, the night before that they had dug a tunnel. And then they ended up, they couldn't get through that way, so I think they rented the basement very close to being right under the parliament. And they had put their gunpowder in there, and it just so happened that a guy was coming through and discovered it that night before they were going to explode it the next day. And they arrested, a lot of the guys that they tried to arrest resisted. And, there was like a pitched battle running as they chased some of these guys around trying to arrest them. But basically, I mean, it's very, very clear that they have, isn't it called Guy Fawkes Day?
Exactly.
In England, where they celebrate this. But a lot of the stuff is just starting to disappear. And that's why I'm going to tell them how to get this book. It's a really good book. But before I do, let me give them, there's two quotes I'm going to give them, two more quotes, because this one really shows what's happening to their records. And we need to pay attention, because what happens, like with gun control, socialism and everything in England and other parts of what they call the British Empire and in Canada, hate laws, harmony laws, whatever you see happening there, look 10 to 20 years later and it comes to America.
Absolutely.
They try it out there. But here's what he says. This is the final quote of the three that I have on my little document here. It says, the greatest danger and damage to true British history today lies in the almost criminal folly of the British government appointing Roman Catholics and Anglo-Romanists to edit the official calendars of state papers from the original manuscripts of the Reformation times. By clever maneuvering, Rome, and he means the Vatican, the papacy, has succeeded in the past in getting Roman Catholic calendars on the staff of the Master of Rolls, in other words, their national archives, with the result that Vatican documents and other old state papers have either been suppressed in our national calendars of state papers or edited in favor of the Church of Rome. And that has happened in a lot of American encyclopedias, American history textbooks, where they have removed almost anything negative about Papal Rome, such as its involvement in the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln. Let me give them one little quote, and this is kind of neat because we're going to be talking about, and I don't even have this in my document yet, but in the book From Jesuit Plots from Elizabeth in the Modern Times, he has some interesting thing here where the King Philip II of Spain, who launched the Spanish Armada, which, was, by the way, was the largest naval adventure, if you would, up to that point in history, a tremendous number of ships that they had built in Spain. They cut down a good bit of the forest. But King Philip II was corresponding back and forth with Pope Sixtus V, and here's an interesting quote from Pope Sixtus V. His Holiness offers His Majesty, in other words, Pope Sixtus V offers King Philip II of Spain, as soon as the expedition, he means the Spanish Armada, has set sail for the enterprise against England, to give 200,000 crowns. See, they're telling us that the Pope wasn't involved at all in any of this.
Of course not.
Okay, but anyway, and he will give 100,000 more the moment the army has landed on the island. Well, fortunately for the Brits, most of the ships got shot up and destroyed by the storm between those two events. And yet a further 100,000 crowns, more at the end of 6 months, and in the like manner, after another 6 months, 100,000 more. And if the war lasts longer, His Holiness the Pope will continue to give each year 200,000 crowns. Spanish state papers that were, in this National Archives of Great Britain. The actual correspondence between King Philip II, and this stuff's going to disappear soon. So you were mentioning, when you can get a book, because my experience has been over the last 10 years, William, is that a lot of books that I try to go after, they're out of print. And you are lucky sometimes if you get the one or of the last two to three surviving ones that, you know, are available through like Amazon.com and others, because a lot of times they're just not there anymore. They've been out of print for so long, and nobody is reprinting them.
There are other booksellers as well out there, folks. Of course, we do have Trine Day, one of our sponsors, but one of the booksellers that I have been successful with is Alibri Books, and for a pittance, they have a network across America, internet connected, with bookshops all over the country. And for a pittance, oftentimes I can get these rare classic first editions, shipped right straight to my door. So yes, not only can you get flea markets and estate sales and other places, also make sure that you check behind the library, ask the librarian in your public library if they've got any books in their dumpsters from time to time. And then if you can strike up a relationship with the librarian, let them know if they just set a box of books in a box someplace in the library and throw the unwanted donated books into there, that you'd be glad to move that box of books out once a month and then do that. but I've found lots of books in dumpsters behind public libraries, whole sets of encyclopedias just thrown out. Someone's donated them to the library. The library cannot or will not put them on the shelves, and they just throw them out. So, you know, there's a lot of places to get them, folks, but when this material is gone in our generation, I'm afraid, Daryl, it's going to be gone for good for most people.
Right, and that's why if you do have access to the Internet and you don't want to go through a dumpster, just do a Google-style search. Put book and put the book title or put the author if you know the author, and you'll get a lot of hits a lot of times, and you might be able to find some little small shop that still sells a used copy of one. You may not be able to get a new copy, but you can maybe get a used copy and get them while you can. Let me give them this book is called Jesuit Plots Against Britain, from Elizabethan to King George V. But just remember the name Jesuit Plots, because they don't sell that many books there. And it's a Christian ministry, and to get the book for $10, that's postage paid to U.S. locations, you would make a check or money order payable to the Conversion Center Incorporated, Inc., INC, the Conversion Center, Inc., and I'll give everything twice, Box 31688, Raleigh, North Carolina, NC, 27622. So again, make your check or money order for $10 payable to the Conversion Center, Inc., mail it to the Conversion Center, Box 31688, Raleigh, North Carolina, NC, 27622, and the name, just ask for the book, Jesuit Plots. Again, $10, postpaid. Great little book. And you say, why is British history important? Because it ties into a lot of what's going on in the USA today and what
absolutely.
They do.
If we understand the absolute circle, I guess you would call it, the roundtable groups and so on, and their relationship with the Council on Foreign Relations and all of the various Dominionist folks, it's really difficult to separate England from the United States of America, even though we declared our independence back in 17 and 76. I mean, this is a free flow of information back and forth in Canada to our north and Mexico to our south. It hooks us all together again with all things European, and we're really just not an island unto ourselves. Daryl, we've got about 20 seconds before we hit the top of the hour.
Yeah, there's one-sentence quote, the final one from his book that I got here. Page 169, he says, there can be no shadow of doubt that the Jesuits and the Anglo-Romanist Party in Britain have gained great influence over the cable services, press agencies, BBC, and chief newspapers of Great Britain. Same thing happened in the United States of America.
Absolutely. And if you look and follow it out, folks, we get this news, but the news is being written for us by basically very few hands, and then each of the various and sundry publishers out there style it for their audience in a certain way, but it's the same news. It's the same news. It's a regurgitorium. We'll be back right after this first top-of-the-hour break, folks. Continue for hour number two. Do stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show. You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed. And in fact, my name is William Roberts, and I'm joined again today by Daryl Everhart, a wonderful researcher, a fine fellow, certainly a privilege and a pleasure to be joined by him each Wednesday as we go through this process of filling in the missing gaps in history. Now, again, folks, the listener call-in number for those with unlimited long-distance access in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, toll-free, it's 866-841-1065. Let me say that again, stumbling along, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Daryl, one of our listeners, sent an email to me last week. I'll just give it brief, but it has a little bit to do with all of this, folks. Understand very carefully that if you can disarm a people, you can just basically manage them and or destroy them to your heart's content. And there's been a long, consistent effort to disarm people around the world for the purposes of siege and taking over their countries. But in 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control, and from 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents unable to defend themselves were rounded up, and most of them were exterminated. In 1911, Turkey established gun control, and from 1915 to 1917, about 1.5 million Armenians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, a total of approximately 13 million people were unable to defend themselves, and thus rounded up and exterminated. China established gun control in 1935, and from 1948 to 1952, approximately 20 million political dissenters were unable to defend themselves, rounded up, and thus exterminated. Guatemala established gun control in 1964, and from 1964 to 1981, 100,000 Mayan Indians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Uganda established gun control in 1970, and from 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Cambodia established gun control in 1956, and from 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Defenseless people rounded up and exterminated in the 20th century because of gun control are approximately 56 million people. As we move into the 21st century, be on your guard, be ever vigilant, and realize that when you become defenseless, either mentally, intellectually, politically, or physically, you're likely to be rounded up and exterminated. It's a repeating process. Daryl, we've got about another minute before we go to break. Ideas, thoughts along that line?
Boy, isn't that the truth. Now we know why they're pushing so hard to disarm the American people. And you have all of these Columbines and other things that they really emphasize. And, of course, there's some shady things that go on about those events. But the main thing we need to consider is that, yeah, what happened, the gun control laws in Nazi Germany were basically translated word for word and brought over to this country, is that any time a dictatorship is consolidating power at the top and wants to eliminate various groups, whether it be Jews, whether it be Bible-believing Christians, they have to disarm those people, and they'll do anything and everything they can to do it. Boy, I wish I could find it, but JPFO, the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, have a DVD out, and if I can track it down during one of these breaks, I'll try to find it. But it lists a lot of the genocides that took place after gun control was instituted, such as in Nazi Germany, such as in Uganda, in the Soviet Union, etc. And yeah, genocide is often preceded by gun control and gun confiscation.
Absolutely. Just more missing gaps in history, folks. We'll be back right after this three-minute break with our special guest, Daryl Everhart. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light Water System. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three full Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 26th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin the second hour of today's broadcast. And for the benefit of those of you, our listeners, Daryl, that were away at the top of the hour break, in the first segment of this second hour, I gave a little bit of a rundown of just some of the drastic consequences and the roundups and the exterminations that happen when we allow ourselves to be disarmed physically by rounding up the guns. Certainly one of the gun grabbers, I would be remiss if I didn't mention today, the death of Edward Kennedy, Senator, and the Democratic icon dies. That's Senator Edward Kennedy out of Massachusetts. He died late Tuesday night at his home in Hyannis Port on Cape Cod. The malignant tumor, no one else could defeat him in Congress. Nobody else could get him out of there, but the tumor finally prevailed. Edward Kennedy, by the way, folks, if you're not aware, and I'm sure that if you think that the feeding frenzy on Michael Jackson was something, I'm confident that Edward Kennedy is going to occupy this controlled news cycle for some time. But just remember that he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in March of 2009, even though he was not supposedly a British subject and therefore couldn't be called Sir Ted, I'm confident everyone will remember him as thus. Don't ever think that there's a separation between the United States of America and the British Round Table, because that would be one of your first mistakes. But back to you, Daryl. Let's pick up this fascinating history and fill in a few more missing gaps.
Right, and I couldn't find the DVD, but I did look up a quote here from the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, and I found the title of it here, and it's called Innocence Betrayed. And if folks, if you haven't seen this DVD, you need to get it. I don't know what the price is, but I can give you the toll-free number, but it's called Innocence Betrayed. I think they cover like six or seven genocides, William, and all of them preceded by gun control. And, of course, they can Nazi Germany, Red China, Uganda come to my mind of some of the genocides that they cover. And a tremendous DVD tool to show other people that gun control and gun confiscation often precede mass murder. So Innocence Betrayed, if you want to get it from the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, you don't have to be a Jew. It's 1-800-869-1884. 1-800-869-1884. Tremendous DVD. Let me give them a quote from... Well, I don't have it here right now. I'll have to go back here and get it in a minute off of my quotations thing. But anyway, we're going to do the Spanish Armada. And there is and I don't normally recommend anything Hollywood puts out, but if it deals with history and it's a good movie that deals with history, Elizabeth the Golden Age, if you want to rent that DVD and watch it, it covers the Spanish Armada invasion of England. Elizabeth the Golden Age, and I'll look up that quote in a minute. But anyway, what we have happening in 1588 is that England has, I guess the population was about 50% Protestant, 50% Roman Catholic, but basically the Reformation had kind of hit England there. Protestant leaders were in charge of the country, and Rome, Papal Rome, wanted to get England back under the temporal power of the Pope. Now that's the thing that they totally deny in history, and I just read you the quote where Pope Sixtus V, during the last one, preceding hour, where Pope Sixtus V is promising all kinds of money to King Philip II of Spain, who, by the way, went bankrupt when the Armada didn't succeed and the Pope didn't come up with any of the money he promised him. Spain went bankrupt at that time, and it never really recovered power there. But anyway, you've got this Pope promising him all kinds of money once the expedition's launched, once it hits the shores, which it didn't. And of course, then if the war would have been extended or prolonged for a year or two, then the Pope promised every 6 months to give them so many more extra hundred thousands of crowns. So very clearly, we have the correspondence and everything showing the Pope was involved, wanting to get Rome back under the getting England back under the temporal power of the Pope, which, as you know, William, it was Roman Catholic for hundreds of years until old King Henry VIII couldn't get an annulment from the Roman Catholic Church for his one wife there, and he decided, well, then he'd set up the Church of England, the Anglican Church, with him as the head, the king as the head of the church, and basically the Pope lost temporal power or control of England at that time. So here's what we have in 1588, the mighty Spanish Armada gets launched against England in this year, and this the Armada of Spanish naval vessels were carrying, by the way, thousands of troops that were tasked with defeating the British Navy and then putting the troops on shore that would be joined by Englishmen, and of course mostly Roman Catholics, of course, loyal to Papal Rome within England's borders. So the goal again was to bring England back under the authority, the temporal power of the Pope, of the Roman Catholic Pontiff, who had promised again the Spanish King Philip II financial compensation for launching this invasion. And as a matter of fact, as we said in the quote there, he had promised 200,000 crowns to King Philip II just as soon as the Spanish Armada had set sail for England. And, of course, much more money was to follow later as the military campaign to overthrow England progressed. So
And the audience really needs to understand pretty well on this one, too. Even though there is a tremendous power when you can merge church and state to control the minds of the people, but there's also the huge estates and land and the monasteries and so on and so forth. There's the power centers in the various bishops that you could set up throughout the kingdoms. And so it was a very... there was a lot of motive. You talk about motive. There's lots of motive and motivation to make sure that the Vatican never loses control in any of its various countries, because when they do, they lose land, they lose labor, they lose capital, they lose influence, they lose power, and those are the things that the Church has always sought in every place that they have ever been.
As a matter of fact, there was a raging battle over Europe, even pre-World War II times there in the 1900s, as to, in various countries like Germany and that, the Vatican was trying to negotiate all kinds of concordats with various countries and even provinces and regions within countries as to who would appoint the bishops. Was it going to be the government, the state that appointed the bishops, or would it be Papal Rome? And, of course, Papal Rome always wants to appoint the bishops. Anyway, I found this quote here from Elizabeth, A Golden Age. There's two different movies out, folks, about Elizabeth, but this is, I think, the second one. It's called Elizabeth, The Golden Age. But here's what Kate Blanchett, who plays Queen Elizabeth, says, and it's pretty accurate. She says, "This armada," and she means the Spanish armada, "that sails against us carries in its bowels the Inquisition," she means the Roman Catholic Inquisition. "God forbid it succeeds, for then there will be no more liberty in England of conscience or of thought. We cannot be defeated." Of course, she's talking to her admirals and generals at that time. But, wow, when you think about that, folks, whenever Roman Catholicism takes a country over and merges with the state, in other words, it becomes the state religion, as she said there, there's no more liberty of conscience, there's no more liberty of thought, no freedom of speech, and what you basically have is a total monopoly, state-church monopoly on everything.
Mindforged Manacles, folks. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us in 3 minutes with our special guest, Daryl Eberhardt.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we've returned once again, and we're in a time period also that I think we need to pay very close attention to, because, you know, when Cristobal Colom sailed the ocean blue in 1492 with his brother Bartholomew's maps and equipment, when he finally came here, we started this process of reestablishing colonies and development on the American, or the Western Hemisphere, on the American continents, if you will, North and South America. But in this time period from 1584 through about 1610, thereabouts, we're looking at finding out who's going to control which hemispheres, lots of geopolitical things going on in the background, and as you say in one of your summaries, Daryl, Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome is the greatest geopolitical, financial, religious juggernaut that the world has ever seen. And you continue in the same handout, Jesuit-controlled Papal Rome has been running the USA for over a century. I would say that she has been running the United States of America ever since, by the process of church and state in the United States, they were able to resolve dominions and split things up. But there was a definite desire on their part to ensure that Anglican England was not going to be dominant in North America. And so you can imagine behind the scenes, folks, and that's where the Jesuits general resides in the dark behind the curtain with all of their black robe minions. But this is where the real power politics are going on behind the scenes during this entire time period. And the wages of war here were absolutely incredible, phenomenal, unimaginable amounts of unlimited wealth as to who would get the plum, North and South America.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Pope divided up Latin America, especially South America, between Spain and Portugal. He just came right out and said, Portugal can have this part, and Spain can have the other part, because we don't want Roman Catholic countries fighting with each other over these lands that the Pope has the right to give to whomever he so desires.
Yeah, and it's so easy, you know, I've made great study in all of this stuff, but it's so easy to say, oh, well, you know, communism is these Jews, you know. But really, if you go back and look at the reductions in Uruguay, the Jesuits pioneered the system, and it was just later that others emulated it, but it's hard to say who financed Trotsky and the boys.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, Paraguay, they had the reductions, and they basically enslaved the Indians and put them on collective farms to make trinkets and other things. But the Jesuits at that time, had a tremendous fleet. It was called Black. They had black sails or something, I think, on the boats. But anyway, they were sailing all of these ships back and forth, and several Roman Catholic bishops said, well, my God, these guys are wealthier than even the papacy is with all of the money they're making off of enslaving the Indians.
Well, you know, it never really ends. You know, you can tie in the Knights of Malta in this as well, and what's going on there with the Crusaders as well, take that angle. But also recall, folks, that St. Francis Xavier, when after Ignatius Loyola set up his little band, his merry little band with 12 disciples, they were cast to the winds. Some stayed in Europe, some went to England, but St. Francis Xavier went to the Orient. And so, you know, the spice trade on the other side just waiting, you know, just like another one of these plums that are just waiting over there today we can see with the BRIC nations, Brazil, India, China, and Russia, Mother Russia, we can look at Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong, all of this. You know, this is part of this system. It's a global banking system, banking houses. And if you go back and rustle around and get underneath the covers a little bit, I think you're more likely to find Jesuits at the base of this than you would find Jews.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's cover some more assassinations. And we've got, and again, we look here at motive. August 1st, 1589, we have King Henry III of France get stabbed to death by a Jesuit temporal coadjutor named Jacques Lamont on this date. And the Jesuit directed, the background of this is that the Jesuit directed Catholic League had wanted to exterminate all of the Protestants in France, and they had been lobbying the various kings of France to do this. So in 1579, 10 years before he got whacked, King Henry III assembled the French states and attempted to thwart this Jesuit conspiracy to mass murder French Protestants. Because, again, these monarchs, whether they were Catholic or not, did not want to eliminate a lot of the, you know, middle class, the merchants and stuff. So from the that time on, when he had assembled these French states for to get together and make plans to try to prevent this Holocaust, this genocide, well, from that time on, he was targeted for assassination, and 10 years later, the Jesuits finally succeeded in arranging the assassination of the French king who stood in their way, and he was, again, stabbed to death. Next one is 1590, and Pope Sixtus V died in this year, and had been born in 1520. He was a Franciscan, ordained a priest in 1547, and in 1557, he was made inquisitor for Venice. That's interesting that some popes who have run offices of inquisition have become the pope. And, of course, we have a current one today named Pope Benedict XVI, who served 5 years at the head of the Office of Holy Inquisition, although it has a nice euphemism. It's been renamed several times. It's now the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. But anyway, back to Pope.
I'm surprised they don't call it the Ministry of Love.
Well, it's still in the Palace of Inquisition and the Vatican. So the Inquisition, which supposedly officially ended in the early 1800s, never really ceased. It's as a matter of fact, we saw it in Croatia in 1941 through 1945, a modern-day version of the Inquisition. But it still exists, and the current pope held, I believe, five-year terms at the head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, in other words, the Office of Holy Inquisition, the records on how to torture people, bring doctors in, restore them enough to start the torture over again, have never been destroyed. But anyway, what I wanted to mention about Pope Sixtus V, remember he's the one that promised all the money for the invasion of England by the Spanish Armada. Well, from 1585 to 1590, that was the time he ruled his papal kingdom. He ruled that with an iron fist. He threw many of his subjects into jail. And he also became one of the wealthiest rulers in Europe. Part of that was that, you know, he reneged on all of the money he promised to King Philip II after the invasion fizzled out. But we had mentioned before how he had promised all that money to King Philip II, and of course the purpose of which was, number one, to remove Queen Elizabeth I from her throne since she was a Protestant, in other words, to murder her, and number two, to bring England back under the temporal power of the Pope, and three, to reestablish Roman Catholicism as the state religion in England. And we had mentioned this before, but it bears repeating that wherever the Roman Catholic Church is, and it either gets a majority of the population and or gets a number of their top people into power, then they no longer will ask for religious toleration. They only ask that when they're in a minority, like they were at one time in the United States of America. But once they get into a position of power or have the majority of the people Catholic, they insist on having Roman Catholicism made the state religion to the exclusion of all others. And that's why our founding fathers in the Constitution put that into as an integral part of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights is an integral part of it. And what did that First Amendment say? They wanted a separation of church and state. They wanted religious liberty because they knew, our founding fathers knew, the history of Europe, especially continental Europe, and how the Roman Catholic Church had suppressed freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, you name it, all of the liberties that we Americans cherish, whether Catholic or non-Catholic, the Roman Catholic Church throughout history has tried to suppress and destroy.
Well, the Versailles Treaty, where the black nobility of Europe basically are commending the Pope, the papacy, for his support of the drive. Looking at the United States from Europe, this is a place that needs to be defeated, and it's a long-term plan to do it, folks, and it's happening right now in our age. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethane. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three full Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and the call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to join us on air, if you've got a question or a comment, agree or disagree, you're welcome to call in today, no problem. 866-841-1065. Love to hear from you on this concept of the separation of church and state, really. There was a stability that this provision offered to the people, the colonists, a very, very powerful stability because of the impossibility that it created of evading the idea that it, when you think about religious liberty, one of those liberties is the liberty to not participate in religions. of any kind, to be an atheist if you want to, but there was a fear of Jewish control. There was a fear among the Protestants of Catholic supremacy, and all of that was part of the discussion. And really, one of the only serious impediments here that have come in is the prohibition against polygamy of the Mormons. So, you know, this is a very fundamental, you know, basic principle, something for us to understand. Back in about 1996, Daryl, we had a snowstorm here in Southwest Missouri, got 24 inches of snow, kept me cabin bound for weeks, a long time before the roads were opened and the power was restored. But during that period, I got out my little shortwave radio and was listening, and I was amazed one afternoon. I listened to a broadcast from a Catholic radio broadcasting network in regards to a program that was being expanded all across rural America right then, before we heard started to hear about the open borders dilemma, before we had speakers like Jerome Corsi and the other border control, border closure groups coming out, railing against the illegal invasion of these migrants coming from other countries and from Mexico. But here was this broadcasting series going on all afternoon. And what it was one of the various Holy Mothers. I don't know how many they have. They've got a lot of Holy Mothers in the Catholic Church. And a priest. And they were enjoining, they were encouraging callers to contact the Catholic Church of America to inquire into and to obtain low-power AM-FM broadcasting equipment all across rural America, because they wanted to get the Catholic message out into the hinterlands. And you can imagine, folks, where a lot of these the people that crawl across the border, the southern border, come down through the Canadian border, those wind up a lot of times in rural America. And so you can imagine if you were anticipating a large group of Catholics kind of coming in to the country, speaking foreign languages, what a boon it would be for the Catholic Church to be there ready with open arms to be able to continue to proselytize their religion amongst these people from other countries. But all that just takes us aside. I just wanted to throw that in while I had it in mind.
Yeah, and the only reason I brought up Pope Sixtus V was that not only did he help, he promised to help finance King Philip II, but to point out to folks that the Catholic Church is not just a building with a steeple and a cross in your town, it's a geopolitical entity. And for many years, anyone ever hear of the Papal States? The Pope was a ruler in his own little papal territories there that comprised a fair portion or a sizable amount of Italy. And Pope Sixtus V, as ruler of the Papal States, well, he was greatly hated by his subjects, as I had mentioned. Many people had been in prison. They had horrible prison conditions there. They had been murdered. Anybody that dared to question anything about papal authority. But he was so greatly hated by his subjects that when they learned of his death, the crowds in Rome immediately rose up and tore down his statue. He actually fared better than some popes that were dug up from the ground, or actually, if they could get a hold of the body before they put it in the ground, where they drug it through the streets and then threw it in a Tiber River. And that happened on several occasions, folks. And we forget that sometimes. The Pope actually gets far better press today around the world than he does in his own country in Italy.
Well, that's understandable. And again, the importance of getting involved or taking back England, if you will, for the Vatican. Think to yourselves, folks, how much of the surface of the earth is controlled by the Crown of England? How many of these dominions exist out across the hinterlands? Not just Canada, but there are Australia. But there are so many others. I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 different countries that are under this umbrella of what used to be known as the crown or the crown and parliament assembled. So, you know, this is a real major player coming on the scene when England decided to separate itself under the Anglican style from the Catholic Universal Church.
Okay. Well, let's jump into the 17th century, and you had asked about the gunpowder plot earlier today. So November 5th, 1605, what we have is a Jesuit-led all kinds of fingerprints all over this, Jesuit fingerprints. The Jesuit-led gunpowder plot gets thwarted in England, and what happened is they had put 36 barrels of gunpowder under the British Parliament building in an attempt to totally decapitate the British hierarchy, their government, to murder King James I and members of Parliament. It was scheduled for the opening of Parliament. And the Jesuits' goal, of course, was to eliminate the leadership of the country so that England again could be brought back under papal authority. And I have a good quote by John Daniel that I took from pages 76 and 77 of his book, The Grand Design Exposed. Here's what he tells us about this whole event. 8 years before the attempted Spanish Armada invasion of 1588, Jesuits were seditiously active in plotting the overthrow of the English government by using different disguises, aliases, and secret codes to illegally slip in and out of England, because they, you know, at times they prohibited them from coming in. Jesuit Robert Parson, some books have Parsons, in 1580 had led and then later organized a mission to bring other Jesuits into England to engage in a work of subversion. When the attempted invasion by the Spanish Armada failed, these masters of intrigue, he means the Jesuits, turned to another bizarre scheme. Known in your encyclopedia under the subject, The Gunpowder Plot, 13 Roman Catholic noblemen and 5 Jesuits, now this is the main group that formed the conspiracy, devised a plan to explode 36 barrels of gunpowder in the cellar of the House of Lords and to kill King James I and members of the House of Commons as they assembled for the opening of Parliament on 5 November 1605. Their plan was to blow up the Parliament building and out of the chaos, I like that, out of the chaos to incite the people into full insurrection. But before the date that it, he's talking about the cellar that was full of explosives, was to be detonated, the explosives were discovered, leading to the arrest of all those involved. Of the 5 Jesuits involved, 2 escaped, 1 died in prison, and 2 were convicted and executed. So again, Jesuit fingerprints all over this. Now, we can't rely on confessions that are brought about by torture, but the fact of the matter is that England had at that time a good intelligence gathering system, and they really had the evidence on these guys.
Well, maybe we can start to move forward and look at, like, the 30 Years' War. That's another one of the ones that you've mentioned here.
Yeah, that's coming right up after we get the King Henry IV of France getting assassinated.
Great. Go ahead. I'm thrilled.
May 14th, 1610, we get King Henry IV. Remember, they assassinated King Henry III of France. Well, King Henry IV of France gets assassinated. He's also stabbed to death by another papal assassin, a monk, and a temporal Jesuit temporal coadjutor named Rebillac. And this was Jesuit payback, in other words, retaliation against King Henry IV for what? For having had the audacity to grant religious liberty to all his subjects. Remember I told you earlier, dear listeners, that the two things get you killed very quickly. Number one is trying to or actually throwing the Jesuits out of your country for their seditious activities, or that you would grant religious liberty to everybody in the country, because, again, they want to keep that monopoly. So, again, that was the payback for him having published and promulgated the 1598 Edict of Nantes, which, again, granted religious liberty to every individual in France. And a special note to this, and you often find this, a Jesuit priest being the father confessor to kings and that, Jesuit priest Pierre Lachaise, who was the father confessor to Louis XIV of France, would later persuade that king to revoke the Edict of Nantes in 1685, which, by the way, led to the killing of mass murder of a lot of French Protestant Huguenots in France. Well, you mentioned the 30 Years' War, and boy, did that devastate a lot of parts of Central Europe, especially Germany. Turned it almost into a wasteland looking like the moon, certain parts of Germany. Well, that 30 Years' War was 1618 to 1648, and it was planned, instigated, and orchestrated by the Roman Catholic Jesuit Order and its agents in an attempt to exterminate all Protestants off of the face of Europe.
Boy, this sounds like familiar news, doesn't it? Everybody wants to get exterminated off the face of the earth. Well, we don't, but we'll be back on the other side of this brief commercial intermission and return with our guest, Daryl Everhart. Stay tuned.
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we have returned for the last segment of our broadcast today. And folks, if you do want to call in, the number quickly now is 866-841-1065. If there's something on your mind, you want to get it out on the air, do so now before we run out of time. Now, it would be a really interesting study, Daryl, to put together a side-by-side comparison and look at the number of times Jesuits have been thrown out of countries right alongside Jews, because it seems to be a following or a repeating history on both of them. Both groups have been thrown out of countries on many repetitions. But as we were going in, you were mentioning how this idea of getting wiped off the face of the earth and so we're hearing the very same sort of stuff now out of the news media in regards to Iran in relationship to Israel.
Any time that you have an enemy and you plan to go to war against them, you've got to deem it almost always they have to demonize the people first. You have to turn them almost into non-humans. And you saw that with the Nazi regime in Germany in the 1930s, where they had subhumans, Untermenschen. Those were the Slavic peoples in that they had planned to get a living room, extra space for the German people to expand to the east. But they also had what they called non-humans, and those were Jews. And so before they began the process of seizing their businesses, beating them up, and then later to start sending them off to camps and then to start the mass murder process, they began a several decades process of demonizing the Jews, something that had happened for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years that the Roman Catholic Church had demonized Jews through this blood libel, which we'll get into some other time. But the idea that the Jews use blood in ritual sacrifice, and that, you know, sacrifice a Christian child upside down, punch holes in his head, drain his blood, and use it in making unleavened bread, and that. By the way, the only evidence of that throughout history was the confessions of people who had been tortured. And under torture, just about all of us, William, will confess to anything.
Well, you know, we see the same thing happening, you know, it happened in Iraq under Jorge Bush's administration, Iraq War number 2 in Afghanistan. You know, we went through this long process of demonizing these ragheads. You know, the next thing you'll hear about dotheads or something, we're going in. You always have to demonize the people. It softens up the people in the country. It softens them up mentally, I think, to accept the genocides that we've visited on Iraq and that we've gone into Afghanistan on completely unprovoked, illegitimate, unjust wars. But, you know, it's a repeating phenomenon. It goes on and on and on with every passing generation. And you gave the Santa Ana quote initially, but with every passing generation, you can roll this stuff out, folks, about every 20 years successfully in the media. And they have. And so this is why we're going through and taking the time necessary to fill in these missing gaps. But back to that 30 years war, any other final ideas on that before we move along?
Yeah, I'll just give them a good quote here from John Daniel. He kind of summarizes it up pretty well. Again, the quote's taken from his book, The Grand Design Exposed. He says, "The 30 years war, 1618 to 1648, was a series of conflicts that became the last great struggle of religious wars in Europe. It was fought almost exclusively on German soil, but before the war ended, it involved most of the nations of Europe. The underlying cause of the war was the deep-seated hostility between the German Protestants and the German Catholics, with the Jesuits and Cardinal Richelieu, who was the real ruler of France." Interesting, you'll find that out throughout history. We get high-level Jesuit prelates and that. Or high-level other Roman Catholic prelates ruling various countries, like Monsignor Joseph Tiso, the fascist state of Slovakia in World War II. But anyway, let me get back to the quote. The underlying cause of the war was the deep-seated hostility between the German Protestants and German Catholics, with the Jesuits and Cardinal Richelieu, who was the real ruler of France, fanning the fires to accomplish their ends. When the war was over, it had totally wiped out the German economy, leaving behind a wasteland where one half, some historians say even two-thirds, of the population were dead. And of course, the reason we're doing this, as you mentioned, is that history repeats, and we see these same things going on and on over again, where, oh, even when we started out this missing gaps of history, which is mainly dealing with Papal Rome's bloody history, with the Albigensian Crusades, they had to demonize them first. Oh, they're a bunch of Manichaeans. They're all dualists. Some of them have more than one wife or something. There might have been one or two guys. The same thing with the Anabaptists was the same charge with some of their leadership whenever both the Lutherans and the Roman Catholics ganged up on the Anabaptists in Germany. But this idea of demonizing a people, whether you call them heretics, Manichaeans, dualists, or whatever, a subunion, human, non-human, of the devil himself. This demonization process always takes place, and look out when they start doing it, because almost always, like what you'll see down at the end of the line, is a genocide coming.
Well, and it does, it relies so heavily also, I think, Daryl, on the ignorance of the people. They have to almost be illiterate to fall for these kinds of things. And so oftentimes they were illiterate. The whole idea, and we've talked about the development of the Bible and who gave us the Bible, but using the Bible almost as a sword against the people by withholding it, really, you know, giving the giving their sermons, if you will, the masses in languages that were not well understood by the masses, that's another clever little trick. And then so it's always subject to man's interpretation. Yeah, a very, very sad time period. The 30 Years' War, folks, if you haven't ever studied it, it's a lengthy read in a good encyclopedia and in a good history book. But again, you have to use a very, very fine-tooth comb as you go through it, because a lot of this stuff has been revised. 1641, the bloody massacre of the Protestants by Roman Catholics occurred in Ireland. That's a little getting close to my heritage there. Approximately 150,000 Protestants butchered from 1641 through 1649. Why don't you maybe go out a little bit on that here in the closing moments of today's broadcast? We've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay, we'll just give them a quick quote here, because you had 8 years, 1641 to 1649, of Jesuit-instigated butchery, Roman Catholic butchery of Irish Protestants, at least 100,000, but I think the figure you gave, 150,000, is probably closer to the truth. But Protestant men, women, and children, and here's what Jack Chick says about them in his book, Smokescreens. A similar massacre, and he means like the St. Bartholomew's massacre in France in 1572, occurred in Ireland in 1641. The conspirators, of course they were Roman Catholic conspirators, picked October 23rd, the feast of Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuit order. They planned a general uprising for the whole country. All Protestants would be killed at once to throw them, the Protestants, off guard. While the plan was being made, extra acts of kindness were shown to the Protestants. Early in the morning, he means October 23rd, 1641, the conspirators were armed by their priests, I might add, and the local parish priests and that, and every Protestant they could find was immediately murdered. They showed no mercy. From children to the aged, they were killed. Even invalids were not spared. They were caught by complete surprise. They, he means the Protestants, had lived in peace and safety for years and now found no place to run. They were massacred by neighbors, friends, and even relatives. Death often was the least they had to fear. Women were tied to posts, stripped to the waist, their breasts cut off with shears, and left to bleed to death. Others who were pregnant were tied to tree branches, their unborn babies cut out and fed to the dogs while the husbands were forced to watch them. Again, that's from his book, Smokescreens, 1983, page 17. And you know what? It's a sad indictment, but I have found this so often in history, is that when these Jesuit-led insurrections, revolutions, whatever wars, you have all of this murder and mayhem going on, and often torture is involved. And we saw that, of course, in Croatia, where they skinned people alive, burned people alive, buried people alive, crucified priests at wooden doors, all led by, often the clergy was the leading, the Roman Catholic Ustashi killer squad, Franciscan priests, monks, and friars mostly, but two Roman Catholic Jesuit prelates organized, choreographed that entire massacre of up to 1 million innocent Serb Orthodox Christian men, women, and children in the 19th century. So, William, this stuff keeps going on, and I'm so glad we're getting some of this history out, because history indeed does repeat itself, and we need to learn the lessons of history. And I ask the listeners out there, go up on, like, on my website, toughissues.org, and Bloody Hearts and Wicked Hands up there. Make copies of it and give it out to people. Print stuff off. None of my stuff is copyrighted, and I urge people to do that. You find other articles on other people's websites that you like, make copies and give them out to people. We need to get the information out. We need to get away from our being history challenged, and we need to learn the truth and get the truth out to as many people as we can.
Absolutely. And folks, again, that website is www.toughissues.org. I thank you so very much for joining us again, Daryl. I look forward to next Wednesday as we continue our study in the missing gaps in history. Folks, I'll be back again tomorrow with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Until then, thanks for listening and good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey Guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.